Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Psachim daf Tzadi Gimel. We left off on Tzadi Beis. On Beis we are at Amar Rav Sheshes Mina Amina La, 2 lines from the end of the page. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and anonymously for Refuah Shleima, for Daniel Yagen Ben Karen Aliza. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to finish up our discussion yesterday. We had this machlokas, whether a person who's Bederach Ruchoka can have somebody else shech the Korban Pesach on his behalf. So we already went through the basis of one of the shitos. So Rav Sheshes is going to explain the basis of his shita, that you're not allowed to have somebody shech the Korban Pesach on your behalf. And then the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya in that machlokas. The Gemara is going to try to prove whether somebody far away from Yerushalayim could be Yotzei the Pesach Rishon by having somebody shecht on his behalf. And then we're going to discuss whether women who were tamei on Erev Pesach are obligated at all in Pesach Sheni. The Brice is going to give 3 different shitos, whether there's a chi of kares for failing to bring a Pesach Sheni, or is that only Pesach Rishon. The Gemara is going to explain the underlying logic behind each opinion and the how each opinion reads into the psukim in the Torah. And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to define what is Derech Rechoka. How far away does one have to be to say that they fit into the patur of a Derech Rechoka? And the Gemara is going to relate that to how far a distance a person is able to walk in a single day. And this is why to the end of today's daf, going into tomorrow's daf, is one of the most important maramakomos in the sugya, the general sugya of Zmanei Hayom. Psachim Sadi Dalid is the sugya that everybody has to learn if you want to know something about Zmanei Hayom. So let's begin. Again, 2 lines from the bottom of the page. On Daf Tzadi Beis on Beis. I'm Rav Sheshes Mina Aminala. How do I know my Shita that if a person is Bederach Rechoka, they cannot even have somebody else Shech the Karm Pesach on their behalf? Detanya, because the Braisa tells us as follows. Rabbi Akiva Omer, the Rabbi Akiva darshans the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that if a person is Tamei L'Nefesh or is Bederach Rechoka, so he's therefore unable to make a Karm Pesach on Pesach Rishon. So Nemar Tamei V'Nemar Bederach Rechoka. The Torah tells us 2 examples of people who are Nidcha L'Pesach Sheni. Someone who's Tamei and someone who's Derech Rechoka. From the fact that these aren't the only 2 cases, but these are the 2 examples that the Torah gives. From the fact that the Torah gives these 2 examples, we learn that there's some connection between them. Ma Tamei Shesipek B'Yadolasos Ve'eno Osa. Just like the case of a Tamei person who can't do Pesach Rishon and therefore must do Pesach Sheni. We're talking about a situation where physically he's able to do Pesach Rishon because he's here, but halachically there's something that's holding him back, namely his Tumah. So after Derech Rechoka Nami, so Derech Rechoka also who is Nitcha to Pesach Sheni must be Shesipik B'Yadolasos, that he has the ability to do Pesach Rishon, meaning he has friends, he has people who are willing to do it on his behalf, he has people who are willing to become his Shaliach, but Ve'eno Osa, but halachically the Torah says, sorry, you can't do it. Just like a Tamei person is physically able to do it, and the Torah says you're not allowed to, so to the Derech Rechoka is talking about somebody who has friends, he has people that are willing to do it for him, but the Torah says no, you are Nidche from Pesach Rishon. So that's a raya to Rav Sheshes, that someone who's Bederech Rechoka is not allowed to have Shluchim do it for him on Pesach Rishon. Rav Nachman Amar Lach, Rav Nachman would respond, that's not a raya that you can't shecht for someone who's Bederech Rechoka, that's Rabbi Akiva L'Tamei, that's Rabbi Akiva simply going l'shita sod, the kasavar ein shochtin v'zorkin al tmei sheretz. The Rabbi Kiva holds you cannot do a shchita or a zrika of Karm Pesach for someone who's tamei sheretz. Other people cannot do the shchita or the zrika sadam for someone who on erev Pesach is tamei b'sheretz, even though the nature of tumas sheretz is that he's going to go to the mikveh, he's going to have erev shemesh. By the time it comes time to eat the Karm Pesach, he's going to be completely tar. He'll be ready to eat the Karm Pesach. So Rabbi Kiva derives from a Tamei, that just like a Tamei, even if it's Sipik B'Yadolasos, even a Tamei person who is Sipik B'Yadolasos, meaning literally he's going to be able to actually eat the Karban Pesach, he's going to be able to eat that night, still you're not allowed to shecht on his behalf, because the Torah pushes, the Torah's dochim and says, no, you're not allowed to have Pesach Rishon. So from there we learn that a Derech Rechoka, Sipik B'Yadolasos, meaning someone who's able to make it back in time, Sipik B'Yadolasos doesn't mean that you can have a Shliach bring it for you, meaning Rabbi Akiva would learn that the link between Tamei and Derech Rechoka says nothing about someone who's Bederech Rechoka and has a Shliach that's able to bring it for him. It says something about someone who's Bederech Rechoka, but he himself would be able to make it back by that night. That's the Lima it from Tamei. Because the case of a Tamei person is someone who's currently Tamei, but he himself will be able to eat that night, the Tamei Sheretz, and we're still not allowed to do it for him. So the case of Derech Rechoka is a case where the guy himself is not going to be B'Derech Rechoka at night. And that's the limud. But I hold, like the Shita, that you can be Shochet Vizorik for a Tamei Sheretz, because if he himself is going to be able to be here, then you're allowed to do the Shechita and Zrika on his behalf during the day. And therefore, the same is going to be true by a Derech Rechoka. As long as he's able to make it back to Yerushalayim by night, we're allowed to be his Shluchim and Shech the Karban Pesach on his behalf. So that basis for Rav Sheshet's Shechita is unconvincing to Rav Nachman. So now the Gemara is going to bring a Brisa that tells us who has to wait until Pesach Sheni, and we're going to try to use this as a raya to Rav Nachman, that you're allowed a shecht on behalf of someone who's b'derech rechoka. So let's see the Brisa. Tan Rabbanan, Elu Shos Nes Hasheni. The following people bring Pesach Sheni. Hazavin, Vazavos, Hamitzorain, Vamitzoraos, Vinidos, Ubaole Nidos, Vayoldos. All of these people are types of Tumah that cannot go to the mikveh right away, that there's some sort of process that's involved before they go to the mikveh. Azav and Azava have 7 days before they go to the mikveh, Mitzora as well, and Nida is 7 days from the time she begins to bleach, doesn't need Shivin Nikiyim, but it's 7 days. Boale Nidos as well, and Yoldos depends whether she's Yoled Zachar, Yoled Nekeva, whether it's 7 days or 14 days, but all of these people, they have a time period that they have to wait, so they're not able to do Pesach Rishon because they're Tamei. So and they have this lengthy Tumah, and they're not able to eat the Karm Pesach that night. Hashogegin v'anusin v'mezidin, the Brisa continues, someone who misses Pesach Rishon b'shogeg, or is anus, or is mezid, v'tamei, or someone who's Tamei meis, v'shaya b'derech rechoka, or someone who is far away. Seim kein, laman emar Tamei, so if that's the case, that a shogeg, an anus, a mezid, everybody's nitcha to Pesach Sheni, for whatever reason you didn't bring Pesach Rishon, you wait till Pesach Sheni. So why does the Torah Dafka say that a Tamei is nitcha to Pesach Sheni? So the Gemara says, Lama Nemar, the Torah has to write Tamei, di Bailam Ever Brishon, Lo Shafkinan Lei. Because the Tamei is unique in that if he wants to bring Pesach Rishon by having other people bring it for him, he's not allowed to. Unlike all the other people who are honest, that if they wanted to do it by Rishon, they could have done so. So says Gemara, Eli Imkein Lama Nemar B'derech Rechoka. But so the real question that we were asking is, why does the Torah give the example of a Derech Rechoka? I understand why you're giving the example of a Tamei, because a Tamei is unique in the sense that he couldn't do it on Pesach. You can't even have Shluchim do it for him. But why do you give the example of B'Derech Rechoka, and we don't give the example of every other kind of Anus? So the Gemara says, oh, the reason it mentions Derech Rechoka is Lepotra Menakaris, to tell me that even though he was B'Derech Rechoka, and that's why he didn't bring his carbon, he's Potter from Karis, even though, who told him to be B'Derech Rechoka? He should have arranged for it that he would be closer by on Erev Pesach. So the fact that he was B'Derech Rechoka seems to be his fault, but still, he's Potter from Kares. So the Gemara is Medayik from this Brisa. You see that this Brisa is following Rav Nachman. Ukamandi Amar Hurtza, from the fact that the Brisa asks, why do you give an example of B'Derech Rechoka? And the Gemara doesn't say, oh, you know why we're giving an example of B'Derech Rechoka? To tell me that a Derech Rechoka is Nidcha from Pesach Rishon, even if a Shliach could bring it for him. So you see that, so that's not true from the fact that the Brisa didn't give that answer, that someone that's B'Derech Rechoka can have a Shliach bring it for him on Pesach Rishon. According to Rav Sheshes, that Derech Rechoka is Nidcha l'Pesach Sheni, and a Shliach is not able to bring it for him, there's no Kasha. Why does the Torah give the example of a Derech Rechoka? Derech Rechoka is unique in that you can't even do it Al Yidei Shliach. So the Brisa sounds much more like Rav Nachman and much less like Rav Sheshes. Now, we mentioned in the Brisa that women like Nidos and Yoldos are Chayiv and Pesach Sheni, people who are Tameh, including types of Tumah that only apply to women, like a Nida or a Yoledes, are Chayiv and Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara asks, well, wait a second. Isha B'Sheni Mi Mechayiva, does a woman bring Pesach Sheni? V'atanya, didn't we have a Brisa? Yachalo Yu Osanes HaSheni Ela Tmei Nefesh V'Shaya B'Derech Rechoka. One might have thought that the only people that are eligible for Pesach Sheni were people who are Tameh Meis or people who are B'Derech Rechoka, because those are the ones that are explicit in the Torah. Zavin, Umut Sarayin, Ubal, Nidos, Minayin. How do I know to include other men who are tame, a zav, male zav, mitzora, not mitzoraas, boel nida, not a nida. How do I know that they are also nidcha to Pesach Sheni? Tamalamar ish ish. That's why the pasuk says by Pesach Sheni ish ish ki yatame lenefesh. So from the fact that the Torah didn't say ish ki yiga b'meis, it says tame, sounds like all types of tameim are nidcha to Pesach Sheni. From the word lenefesh, we darshan another drasha that we had earlier back on. But the fact that the Brisa doesn't mention Zavos, Yoldos, Nidos, doesn't mention any of the women, sounds like this is not something for women. Pesach Sheni is only something for men, against the Brisa that we just said before. So which is it? Are women eligible for Pesach Sheni or not? So the answer is going to be obvious to us because we learned yesterday's Lo Kasha, Ha Rabbi Yossi, Ha Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Shimon. We just learned a Machlokas, 2 days ago rather, between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, whether women are chayiv in Pesach Rishon or in Pesach Sheni. So it's so the Brisa that says that women do Pesach Sheni, that follows Rabbi Yossi, that women are chayiv in Pesach Sheni. And the Brisa that says women are pater in Pesach Sheni goes like either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon, that women are pater from Pesach Sheni. We had a three-way machlokas tanaim in exactly what the chiyuv is. Rabbi Shimon held that you don't check Pesach Sheni for them at all. Rabbi Yossi says Yishak Pesach Sheni l'nashim b'fnei atzman, that women on their own, even they could be the sole registrants on Pesach Sheni. And Rabbi Yehuda said that you shech Pesach Sheni only. What did he say? That you don't shech Pesach Sheni for women on their own, but they could become tafela anashim. They could join together with men on a Pesach Sheni. So it's natural that you can have brisos that reflect each of the different opinions in as far as that's concerned. So let's see the Gemara weiter now. So says the Gemara. Yeah, Tan Rabbanan. Now the Gemara brings a brisa. We're going to have machlokas tanaim. Someone who didn't do Pesach Rishon b'mezid, and then he didn't do Pesach Sheni b'shogeg, or even if he did Pesach Sheni, is he chayiv kareis for missing out on Pesach Rishon? Or let's say someone who b'shogeg missed Pesach Rishon and b'mezid missed Pesach Sheni, is he chayiv kareis on Pesach Sheni? Meaning, which of the two, or both, or neither? What are you chayiv kareis for? It's got to be for something because come Pesach chayiv kareis. But which of the two? So Tan Rabbanan, we have. Baisa tells us as follows: Chayiv kares ala rishon, v'chayiv kares ala sheni. That you chayiv kares for Pesach Rishon, even if even if you're only shogeg on Pesach Sheni, but you were mezid on Pesach Rishon, and if you didn't do Pesach Sheni b'mezid, you chayiv kares on that one as well, even if b'rishon you were shogeg. Divrei Rabbi, that's the sheet of Rabbi, meaning you chayiv kares for either one. Rabbi Nosson Omer chayiv kares ala rishon upater ala sheni. Rabbi Nosson says no, the chayiv kares for Karm Pesach is only if you b'mezid didn't do Pesach Rishon, but if you didn't b'mezid didn't do Pesach Sheni, there is no chiyuv kares. Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya Omer af ala Rishon enu chayiv kares eli im kain lo asas Sheni. You're not even chayiv kares on missing Pesach Rishon b'mezid unless you didn't make it up with Pesach Sheni. Meaning Pesach Sheni is there to fix the mistake, so you don't have to have kares fix the mistake for you. You could actually bring Pesach Sheni vazul tamayu, and each of them is following l'shitas. That the sheet of Rabbi Ramidas in particular are l'shita sam. Detanya, because we have a price that says as follows: Gershen is Gayer Ben Shnei Pesachim. Let's say you have a ger that converts in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So he was never chayiv in Pesach Rishon because he was not Jewish yet at the time of Pesach Rishon. V'chein katan shigdil Ben Shnei Pesachim, where you have a child that becomes a bar mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Chayiv lasos Pesach Sheni divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says he's still chayiv in Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Nosson recalls Shazak l'Rishon Zak l'Sheni. Call Shein Zak l'Rishon Ein Zak. And Rabbi Nosson says, what are you talking about? No, if a person is chayiv in Pesach Rishon, then he's chayiv in Pesach Sheni. If he was never chayiv in Pesach Rishon and he missed Pesach Rishon, he's not going to be chayiv in Pesach Sheni. So, meaning if someone was chayiv in Pesach Rishon and failed to do it, that's when he's chayiv in Pesach Sheni. But someone who's never chayiv in Pesach Rishon because he was a non-Jew or he was a katan who's potter from every mitzvah, so he has no chayiv in Pesach Sheni. So, b'maykam ifli, what is this machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya, what's it all about? So Rebbe Savar Regel Sheni Regel Lifnei Atzmahu. Rebbe seems to be working with the assumption that Pesach Sheni is its own Yom Tov, that it's got no connection to Pesach Rishon. So even if you were not chayv in Pesach Rishon because you were a guy or a katan, you're chayv in Pesach Sheni because it's its own independent Yom Tov. So if you were shogig on Rishon and you were mazed on Sheni, that's why you're going to be chayv kares even just for Sheni, even though you were shogig about Rishon. Rabbi Nassim says Sheni tashlum in the Rishon Hu. Rabbi Nassim says no, the Sheni is not a regular b'nei atzmo. It's if someone was chayv in Rishon and didn't do it, so Sheni is his chance. Pesach Sheni is his chance to make up for it. So a ger, a katan, people who are not chayv at all in Pesach Rishon, they have no chayv in Pesach Sheni because there's nothing to make tashlumin for. Or if someone was shogeg Rishon and was mazed about Pesach Sheni, so he's not going to be chayv kares for the Pesach Sheni because Pesach Sheni is not an independent entity. And for Pesach Rishon, he was only shogeg. So tekune l'rishon lo maskinai. But it doesn't actually fix whatever you did on Pesach Rishon. The chayv kares that you deserve for failing in Pesach Rishon. So if you're amazing about Pesach Rishon, I don't care that you brought, it's wonderful that you brought Pesach Sheni, but it's not going to change the fact that you chayv kares for being amazing about Pesach Rishon. For Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya savar, Sheni takanta de Rishon hu. And Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya says, Sheni is not a regal b'fnei atzmo, nor is it just tashlumin, it is a takanta de Rishon. It's a way to fix up, to patch up your mistake of failing to bring Pesach Rishon. So if you're amazing about Rishon, but then you fixed it by bringing Pesach Sheni, that will save you from the kares of Pesach Rishon. So those are the three shittos. That's the logic of each of the three shittos. Is Sheni regel b'fnei atzmo? Is it tashlum in the Rishon, or is it takanta the Rishon? So says Gemara, Shloshen Mikraya Chadarshu. They all darshan from the same pasuk. The pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Tes, Vayish Asher Hu Tahar Ubederech Lo Haya. That the pasuk describes a person who's tahar and was not, meaning he didn't fit any of the criteria that the Torah said that a person is potter from Pesach Rishon and instead is chayiv in Pesach Sheni. A person has no excuse. He was tar, he was not bederach rechoka, and just v'chad alasas haPesach, the pasuk says, he just didn't bring a karm Pesach, so the pasuk continues, v'nichsah nefeshu me'ameh, so he's going to be chayiv kares, because he didn't bring the karm Pesach when he was supposed to. So the question is, how do you darsh in the pasuk? So Rebbe Savar, v'chad alasas haPesach, v'nichsah delo avid b'rishon, v'chad alasas haPesach, v'nichsah means he didn't do Pesach Rishon. And that's where the Torah says, and you're chayiv kares. Inami, and the Torah says another way you could be chayiv kares is karban Hashem lo hikriv b'mado, because the whole pasuk is that ve'ish asher hutar b'darech lo hayav v'chad alasos haPesach, that a person was not tameh, was not b'darech rechoka, didn't do karban Pesach v'nichrus ha'nevashu me'emel, he's chayiv kares. Then the pasuk says karban Hashem lo hikriv b'mado, because he didn't bring the karban Hashem in the right time. So what's that phrase about? Cheto yisai ishahu. So it says the Gemara karban Hashem lo hikriv b'mado. No, that's about Pesach Sheni. That's Pesheni. So the Torah is telling me you're Chayiv Kares either for not doing Pesach Rishon, or in that second phrase, it's telling me another way to be Chayiv Kares is if you fail to do Pesach Sheni. Umimai dahai cheto yisa kares hu. How do I know that the words cheto yisa that the Pasuk refers to is Kares? Pasuk doesn't say Kares, it just says Cheto Yisa. So Kasavar Megadev, because we're assuming that the Isra Megadev that it says in the Torah, where the Torah says explicitly that a Megadev is Chayiv Kares, what does the word Megadev mean? So we assume Hainu Mevarech Hashem. That's referring to someone who curses the name of Hashem, who curses Hashem. So we use the term Mevarech instead of Mekalel, because we always speak Belashon Sagi Nahar, that someone is Chayiv Kares. Uksiv B'Mevarech Hashem, and it says by Mevarech Hashem, V'nasa cheto. He uses that same phrase, v'nasa cheto. V'gamar hay cheto dahachame cheto dahasam. So we learn it, gzeir shava, from the word cheto that it says by Pesach Sheni, from the word cheto that it says by a megadev, mala halan kares. Just like by a megadev, cheto means that he's chayiv kares, because it says v'nichrisa, afkanami kares. So we are also, by Pesach Sheni, the word cheto must be a reference to chayiv kares. For Rabbi Nassan Savar, Rabbi Nassan is going to darshan the pasuk as follows: V'chad alasos haPesach v'nichrusa. You failed to bring Pesach Rishon, you chayiv kares. Tahai ki lashon tahahu. But the word ki in the pasuk means because. V'hachi kamer achmana. Taha Karban Hashem lo kir b'mo'ado. But Rishon, why are you chayiv karis? When the pasuk goes on, it says Karban Hashem lo kir b'mo'ado. It's not about a different karban. It's the same Pesach Rishon. Why are you chayiv karis for failure to bring Pesach Rishon? Because Karban Hashem lo kir b'mo'ado. You didn't bring the Karban Hashem when you were supposed to, meaning the Pesach Rishon. So according to Rabbi Nassim, there's a chayiv karis only on Pesach Rishon, not on Pesach Sheni. The two phrases in the pasuk are not talking about Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. They're both about Pesach Rishon. Hai cheto yisa mai avadai. What does he do with the words cheto yisa? So kasavar megadev lav hainu mevarechas Hashem. Rabbi Nassim simply holds that megadev doesn't mean mevarechas Hashem. Megadev means someone who sings praises to Avodah Zarah. So you have no limud about mevarechas Hashem that he's chayiv kares. V'gamar hai cheto hasa mehai cheto dahacha. And therefore we learn cheto that it says by mevarechas Hashem from gzeres shava from the word cheto by Pesach, mahacha karis. Just like over here by Pesach, it says cheto yisa that there's a chi of karis. Af hasam, so too by mevarich es Hashem, where it says v'nasa cheto karis. I learned from Pesach, not the reverse. I learned from Pesach that a mevarich es Hashem is chay of karis. For Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya savar, and Rabbi Chanani ben Akavya's limud from the pasuk is going to go as follows: v'chadal asas a Pesach v'nichrasa. If a person fails to bring Pesach Rishon, he's going to be chay of karis. But then the second phrase tells me, not always, E Karban Hashem lo kir b'mo'ado b'sheni. He's only going to be chayiv karis for failing to bring Pesach Rishon if he also fails to bring Pesach Sheni. So there's it's tola v'yomed. We don't yet know if he's chayiv karis until he fails to bring Pesach Sheni. When he fails to bring Pesach Sheni, then he's going to be chayiv karis retroactively on Pesach Rishon. What does Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya learn from the words cheto yisa? According to him, there's no chayiv karis on Pesach Sheni independently. So k'damaran, like we said, according to Rabbi Nassim, that you learn cheto yisa that mevarich es Hashem is chayiv karis. Hilkach hezid bezeh. So therefore, it turns out, if someone was mazed about both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, divrei kol chayiv. Everyone's going to say it's chayiv kares. Whether you say chayiv kares for either one independently, whether you say chayiv kares only for Rishon, or whether you say chayiv kares for Rishon if you fail in Sheni. So if you failed in both, everyone says Yechayiv Karis. Shogeg b'zeh b'zeh, divrei kol pater. If you didn't do either one b'mezid, you were shogeg about both of them, of course everyone's going to say you're pater. You're not going to be Chayiv Karis on a shogeg. He's in Berishon v'shogeg b'sheni. What if he was mezid about Pesach Rishon and shogeg about Pesach Sheni? So then the Rabbi Nassim Mechayvi, according to both Rebbe and Rabbi Nassim, well, that Pesach Rishon you're Chayiv Karis for, so that's it. You were mezid about Pesach Rishon, so you're going to be Chayiv Karis. But in the Rabbi Ben Akavya Potter, according to Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya, you're only Chayiv Karis on Pesach Rishon if you failed in Pesach Sheni also. So then you're not going to be Chayiv Karis because he was only shogeg about Pesach Sheni. So it's only if you were mazed about Pesach Sheni that you can be Chayiv Karis for Pesach Rishon. Shogeg Rishon v'hizid b'sheni. Let's say you were shogeg about Pesach Rishon but mazed in not bringing Pesach Sheni. So the Rebbe Chayiv, according to Rebbe, you're going to be Chayiv Karis for being mazed on Pesach Sheni because Rebbe holds that Pesach Sheni is independent. It's regal b'fnei atzmo. You're chayiv karis for Pesach Sheni all alone. But Rabbi Nassim Rechanan ben Kavi, you're pater. According to Rabbi Nassim Rechanan ben Kavi, you're going to be pater. Because they both hold that you're only chayiv karis for Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni is either tashlumin or tikuni, but it's not its own independent chiyuv. So if you're only mezer about Pesach Sheni and not about Pesach Rishon, you're not going to be chayiv karis. So one of the things we mentioned over here in the Gemara is that if a person is a katan is niskadel in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So and we spoke about the idea this three way machlokas how we view Pesach Sheni. Regel b'fnei atzmo, or is it a tashlumin or a tikkun? So the nafkamina would be katan shenis gadol, right? That's what the Gemara said. That if it's a regel b'fnei atzmo, then a katan shenis gadol is chayiv in Pesach Sheni. So how do we paskin? So there's a fascinating Rambam. The Rambam in fifth parak of Hilchos Korban Pesach halacha zayin paskins like Rebbe that he's chayiv to do Pesach Sheni. Katan Shenis Gadol, in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, has to do Pesach Sheni. But, says the Rambam, if they shechted a Pesach Rishon on his behalf, then he's not going to be chayiv in Pesach Sheni. Says Kesef Mishnah, I understand. The whole idea of a katan being chayiv in Pesach Sheni is because it's a regel b'fnei atzmo, right? And the whole limud was that he was pater from Pesach Rishon. So if he was pater from Pesach Rishon, why does it help that you did a Pesach Rishon for him? How does that get him out of the obligation of Pesach Sheni? So Mary Korka suggests that since the Torah is marba a katan, that you could be memana a katan on the Karban Pesach, so you see that it works for him, that it's at least going to be enough to pater him. But all the Achronim point out that La Halacha Katan cannot be Nimna on the Pesach. So how does that work? How does that help? The later Achronim suggest, based on this whole Kesef Mishnah, that you can rely on a Siyum Bechorim that a Katan makes. Because since the Torah says Vishinantam Levanecha V'limadam Osam Zmenecham, so you see that it's mitzvah min haTorah to teach the child Torah. So even though min haTorah, the katan has no personal chiyuv to learn Torah, but the parent is in fulfillment of mitzvah daraisa in teaching the child Torah. So it's as if he has fulfilled this mitzvah say min haTorah, and it's as if the katan was mekayim in himself, and he makes the tzushtel to this kes of Mishnah. The katan himself has no chiyuv in Pesach Rishon, but apparently that Pesach Rishon is enough to pater from Pesach Sheni. Why? Because the father's mechanichim in Pesach Rishon. So by being mechanichim in Pesach Rishon, that's ki'ilu, he himself was mekayim Pesach Rishon. That's a major discussion in general. That which a katan does, bekatnuso, is that going to pater him from chiyuvim begadluso? The Netziv has a tshuva in Meshiv Dover and Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Ches, where he explains the Rambam, that a katan, even though he's pater, but he has a mitzvah machmas chinuch. And since he has a mitzvah from the time of the Asiyah, he's pater even el achar shenis gadol. It's going to pater him even when he gets older. So mitzvah d'oraisa, L'chora, you would think it doesn't help at all, but apparently we see from here that there is some value to it. In the Sefer Yom Trua, Marie Ben Chabib discusses, what if you have a person, what if you hold like the Shita that a person becomes a bar mitzvah me'es la'es, right? There's machlokas, how a person is it by the date of the bar mitzvah, of his birthday, that he's going to become a bar mitzvah, or is it me'es la'es, that if he was born at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so his bar mitzvah is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So let's say you have a baby that was born on Rosh Hashanah at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he was in shul Rosh Hashanah morning of the year of his bar mitzvah, and he heard shofar. So does he have to hear shofar again? Because he only heard it pekatnuso, and now he's a gadol and he's chayiv in the mitzvah of shofar. So Bekivegas says, oh, my nafkamina, we don't pass like that anyway. No, you don't become bar mitzvah at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So Bekivegas writes, no, it could be a nafkamina where it's no geya. He says, let's say he only grows beis sa'aros b'chatzos hayom. He only, because you need simanim also to be a gadol. We rely on the chazaka, usually. Parshas Zachar, a lot of shuls do not rely on the chazakas d'oraisa. We don't rely on chazakas for a d'oraisa. But typically, we rely on the chazakas. Question by Mikra Megillah, whether a bar mitzvah boy can learn the Megillah. Do you rely on the chazaka that he has shtei saros, or do you say, you know, Mikra Megillah is divrei Kabbalah, and you don't want to rely on chazakos? When it comes to Mikra Megillah, someone asked me, Shaila, this week, that their cousin is having a bat mitzvah, and the bat mitzvah girl is learning the Megillah. So you know, it's like a spot all the things that are wrong with this picture. So maybe the relying on the chazaka is one of the issues that come up over there. So the Darkei Moshe quotes in the name of the Ma'aril that someone who became a bar mitzvah on Shabbos is not able to be the shliach tzibur on Mariv on Friday night. Why? Because there's a mitzvah to be mosav mechol al hakodesh. The Rama passes this in Shulchan Aruch. A lot of times bar mitzvah boy, you want to get him doing mitzvahs right away, and you want to teach him to not only lane and to daven for an amud. A lot of pressure on a bar mitzvah boy. So they want him to daven Kabbalah Shabbos and Mariv. Not so passionate for most of Michal al-Kodesh. He may not be in bar mitzvah yet, so you don't want him to be Kabbalah Shabbos. He could do Katan, could do, but to daven Mariv, you don't want him to be doing such things. So this is all this. It all starts with this sugya of what of whether that which he did as a Katan, that Rambam, that doing the Pesach Rishon as a Katan is going to be enough to exempt him as a Gadol. Okay, says the Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah on Tzadi Gimel and Beis in the middle of the page. Ezri Darach Rechoka. We keep talking about that the Torah says that if a person is either Tamei or B'Darach Rechoka, they're Pater from Pesach Sheni. What is a Darach Rechoka that would Pater you? I mean, that you're Pater from Pesach Rishon, rather. What is the Darach Rechoka? Mina Modi'im Lechutz. The Tanakhama says that it's from the city of Modi'im, which is somewhat near to Yerushalayim, and further away. That's called Darach Rechoka. Ukumidasa Lekal Ruach. And then you have to measure that distance around Yerushalayim in all directions of Rabbi Akiva. That's Shitas Rabbi Akiva. So it's Derech Rechoka is the distance from Yerushalayim to Modi'im, and then you go in all other directions the same distance. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Me Iskofes Ha'azara V'lachutz. No, it's from the doorstep of the Azara is already Derech Rechoka. If you're not in the Azara, then you're B'Derech Rechoka. So Omar Rabbi Yossi, L'fichach Notud Al-Hei. So Rabbi Yossi says, a raya to Rabbi Eliezer is the Torah has a nekuda, a dot on top of the letter hey in the word derech rechoka. Why is there a dot there? Lomar, lomim resha rachok vadai, that's a way of indicating that you're not really so far. El meyaskufas azara v'lchus, you just happen to not be in the azara. So whenever there's a dot on top of a letter, that's a way of telling you that that letter shouldn't really be there. Meaning it should be there, because the Torah says, that's our mesorah, that it's supposed to be in the Torah, but the dot is an indication that when learning it, and when learning the halacha from it, we pretend as if that letter is not there. That's what Rashi tells us over here about Nakud, about anything that's Nakud. There's a Yerushalmi that has machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, what Rabbi Yossi's raya from this Nakuda on the hay is really about. Rebbe holds that Rabbi Yossi's bringing a raya from the Nakuda on the hay, because even one Nakuda on one letter is in a word is ochre the entire word. So the word says Rechoka, one dot on top of one letter in the word Rechoka, pretend the word Rechoka is not there, you don't really have to be far away. The Rabbanan disagree. The Rabbanan say that no, if there's a dot on a letter, it's erasing that letter, but it doesn't erase the entire word. It's only when there are more Nekudos than there are Osios that are not Nekudos. There are more Osios that have letters on them, that have dots on them rather, than there are letters that don't have dots on them. Only then do we say that it's meant to erase the entire word. But when there's just one letter that has a Nekuda on it, so then it's not changing the entire word, it's just taking away that one letter. So according to the Rabbanan, what's the Raya of Rabbi Yossi? What, I'm taking away the hay and it says Rachok instead of Rechoka? So what's that doing? So since the Nekuda is only on the Os hay, we remove that Os hay and we darshan it as if it said Rachok. So the Mashmaos is that the Ish is Rachok and he's not Nichnas Le'azara, but the Derech is not Rechoka. Meaning if we're talking about a man, it should be Rachok and not Rechoka. So by saying Rachok, we're saying it's not Derech Rechoka, would mean a long distance. Ish Rachok just means the man's not there. So that's how that's the limud according to that daya in the Yerushalmi. So anyway, so those are the two dayas, what the raya is. So says Gemara, Amar Ula me'amodim liYerushalayim chamisha asar milin havia. How far is it from Modim to Yerushalayim? It's 15 mil. The Rashash points out min hamodim liYerushalayim is lav dafka. It must mean from the modim la azara is chamisha asar mil, because Yerushalayim is not enough. The whole point is that he has to be able to. The whole limud we're about to see is that he's got to be able to get there in time. So he's got to be able to get to the Azara. We're going to see that according to Ula, the main reason that he's Pater B'derek Rechoka is because he's not able to be there at the Shas Shchitas HaPesach, meaning where? In the Azara, which is the place where the Shchita happens. The Sfasemis asked the question also, why does Ula say Min HaModim LiYerushalayim? He should have said Min HaModim LaAzara. So Sfasemis says, no, from the side of Modim, the closest place in Yerushalayim is the Azara, meaning it's the same thing. Okay, so anyway, so Min HaModim LiYerushalayim is 15 mil. Savalak Yadam Rabbar Bar Khana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kam Mahalichadam Biyom. We're assuming how far a distance can a person walk on an average person walk on an average day on a perfect 6 to 6 day if he goes from Alosa Shachar until Tzeisa Kochavim Asara Parsaos, that he could walk 40 mil from Alosa Shachar to Tzeisa Kochavim. 10 parsaos is 40 mil. Each parsa is 4 mil. Me Alosa Shachar Vad Neitzachama Chameishes Mil. From Alosa Shachar until Neitzachama he can go 5 mil. And the parallel is from sunset until Tzeisa Kochavim, 5 mil. He can also walk 5 mil. So take away 10 mil from the 40 that he walks the whole day, Pashalu Tzlasin, which means you have 30 mil left that he could walk from sunrise to sunset. So Chameisar Mitzafra Lepal Gadioma, he could walk apparently 15 mil from sunrise to Chatzos Hayom, Vachameisar Mipal Gadioma Luurta, and he could walk another 15 mil from Chatzos Hayom until the evening, until the end of the day. So we see that's where we get the number of 15 mil. That according to Ula, from Chatzos Hayom until Shkia, you can walk 15 mil. So when we say that you're at Chatzos Hayom, you're Rachok from Yerushalayim, at the Zman of the Korban Pesach, which is Chatzos Hayom, you're Rachok from Yerushalayim, 15 mil, that's called the Derech Rechoka, because you're far enough that you're not going to be able to make it back while it's still the Zman for Shechitas Korban Pesach. You're not going to be able to make it back before Shkia, because you need to check the Korban Pesach by Shkia. So, and and the Ula Latame, the Zula Shitaso, Damar Ula, because Ula holds Ezu Derek Rukhoko, Kol Shein Yacholi Kanes, Bishah Shchita, if you're not able to make it back during the Zman of the Shchita of the Karban Pesach, so you're too far away to be able to make it back. So since Minator, the Shah Shchita of the Pesach starts Mechatzot Sayom and it ends at Shkiyas Achama, so Ula says the Ptur of Derek Rukhoko is if at the beginning of the Zman you're far enough away that you won't make it back before the end of the Zman. That's 15 mil, that's minimal din. So Amar Mar, Mealos HaShachar to Netzachama, 5 milin. So he said from Mealos HaShachar to Netzachama, you can walk 5 mil, min nalan. How do I know that? How do I know that's true? Because the Pasuk says when Lot was being saved by the Malachim, when Sodom was being overturned, Ukemo HaShachar Allah, Vayitzu HaMalachim, that they told Lot, take your wife and get out of here, because you might perish together with the rest of the city if you don't get out of here. So Lot was at Sodom, was in Sodom at Alos HaShachar. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, after the Malachim told Lot to get out of there, HaShemesh Yatzal Aretz V'Lot Bat Tzoara, that when the sun rose, Lot was in Tzoar. So Lot was going from Sodom to Tzoar, and that was the time from Alos HaShachar until HaNetzacham. V'Amrev Chanina, L'di Chazi Li Yawasra, V'Avi Chamesh Milin. He says, I saw that place, and it was 5 mil. So you see that the distance that one can travel between Alos HaShachar and Netzachama is 5 mil. I don't know, I would have thought he was running. That's the amount of space, amount of ground the person can cover if they're walking. I would think he was running for his life. But that's the, someone must ask that, right? But that's the limud that the Gemara has. Now this sugya is obviously very, very critical. This idea that there's 15 mil from Yerushalayim to Modi'im. Rashi and Tosos bring a raya from here that the Zman of Zrikas Adam is until Shkiyas HaChama, and after that the Dam becomes Pasul, and it's not B'tzeisat Kochavim, because if you were able to be Zorik the Dam of the Korban Pesach until B'tzeisat Kochavim, you could be Zorik the Dam, the Zman of the Shchita Pesach would be Chaf Mil and not Tezvav Mil, because from Chatzos Yom until B'tzeisat Kochavim it's 20 Mil. But Tosos rejects the raya and he says no, it could be Minat Torah the Zman Zrikas until B'tzeisat Kochavim, but the Chacham made a Harchaka that a person shouldn't come Lidei Halanas Dam to leave the Dam over from the Karban Pesach. So in order to be Mizari's people and taking care of the Karban Pesach on time, so the Chachamim said that you have to do it by Shkiyas HaChama. So therefore they're Koveh the Zman Shchita only until Shkiyas HaChama. But Meikra Adin Enochinami would not become Pasul until Tzeis HaChavim. So that issue, that when does the Dam become Pasul, is very Nogel Lemaisa, even without a Beis HaMikdash, because when is the latest time for Tfilas Mincha? Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Maseches Brachos that since Tfilas Mincha is connected to the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, and the Iker of the Tamid is the Zrikas Adam, so just like the Zrikas Adam is only until Shkiyas HaChama, Tfilas Mincha, which is we were Mesakim connected the Karban Tamid, is only until Shkiyas HaChama. But according to what Tulsa says, that the Zman Zrikas Adam is really until Tzeis HaKochavim, maybe you're allowed to daven Mincha up until Tzeis HaKochavim, that it's only a Din Midrash Rabbanan that we said to be Zorik the Dam before Shkiyas HaChama. So the Bir Agra in Or Chaim in some Reish Samach Aleph writes that when Tosel says that the Dam is not Nifsal until Tzeis HaChavim and you could daven Mincha even after Shkiyah, that's only Lefi Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that there are Shtei Shkiyos, which we'll see tomorrow in Daf Tzadi Dalet. So according to him, the Dam is not Nifsal until the second Shkiyah. But according to the Gaonim, who hold that there's only one Shkiyah, and as soon as the we can no longer see the sun, as soon as the sun sets, that's already the Zman of Bein HaShemashos, so the Dam becomes Nifsal right away at Shkiyah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is Machriya, like the Shita of the Gra, that a person should not daven Mincha after Shkiyah. That's why we set Shkiyah as the deadline for Tfilas Mincha. Okay, so then you have to do all the calculations of what exactly is Shkiyah really. But whatever Shkiyah is, says the Gra, that's what you have to, that's the latest possible time that that a person could daven Mincha. Says Mar Gufa, Amar Ula, Ezi Daruch Rechoka, what is Daruch Rechoka? Kol Shein Yacholi Kanes B'Shas Shchita. Whenever you can't get there in time, while it's still the Shas Shchita. Rabbi Yudah Amar Kol Shein Yacholi Kanes B'Shas Achila. No, you're so far away from Yerushalayim, you're not even going to be able to make it back by the Shas Achila of the Karban Pesach, meaning throughout the night of the 15th day of Nisan. So we had this machlokas between Ula and Rabbi Yudah about a person who's Tamei on Erev Pesach, because he was Tamei Sheretz, right? So can you send, we had a machlokas, so can you shecht the Karban Pesach on his behalf? So Ula says, yeah, shliach can shach for him, and Rav Yehuda said a shliach cannot shach on him. So the Gemara is going to ask on both of them with the patur of Derech Rechoka from what they said previously about a tameh sheretz. Some of the Rabbi Ula l'didach kasha l'Rav Yehuda kasha. You Ula are going to have a problem, and Rav Yehuda is going to have a problem. L'didach kasha. You Ula are going to have a problem. Da amrit kol shein yachol ikanes b'shas shchita. You said anyone who's not going to be able to make it back into the Azara during the shas shchita is considered b'Derech Rechoka v'tameh sheretz. Ein yodim yachol ikanes b'shas shchita v'kamer shochtan v'zorker al tameh sheretz. A guy who's tameh sheretz has to go to the mikveh, and then he needs harav shemesh. He's not allowed into the Azara during the shas shchita, and yet you said you're allowed to bring Karm Pesach for him. Ul Rav Yehuda kasha, damar kol shein yachol ikanes b'shas achila. And Rav Yehuda's going to have a problem because he said the guy's got to be able to make it back b'shas achila. V'tameh sheretz yachol ikanes b'shas achila v'kamer ein shochtan v'zorker al tameh sheretz. But Rav Yehuda himself said that even though the guy who's tameh sheretz right now will be allowed in the Azara by the shas achila by that night, you're not allowed to shech the Karm Pesach for him. So both you, Ula, and Rav Yehuda are contradicting yourselves. So Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up with the answer of how Ula is not a contradiction to himself and Rav Yehuda is not a contradiction to himself. Everyone have a wonderful day.